I just know W key. All keeps right, me moving.
You got a W key. You got this, bud.
No, I'm fun. Just W keying this, dude.
That's it. I got a W key. I got a W key.
Only one thing to do. I got W key.
Long time. Long time no see, everybody. We are back. We didn't really post anything for this. We didn't, you know, prepare as good streamers do, but we're here. We're back.
That's all that matters. Yeah. We're actually here, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think our last episode actually published in like April of this year. So, like I said, it's been a hot minute. And
the BJ interview, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did one after that, but when we live streamed it, all the audio was fucked up and it didn't go through. And then we had it recorded and I was in the process of editing the recording, but then I would get it all done and I would be fixing up the intro and the program I was using kept crashing. And so I just said, fuck it, and didn't do it. And that was kind of how it got left. And that was how
technology,
the
man.
Yeah, fun. that was how our last technical last episode went. We streamed it with no audio and we recorded it and never let it release. So I would say we both needed a little bit of a break. I don't know, you know, any people who have been watching the stream long enough, you can tell I'm in a different location. I did move. I have my own dedicated room now, which is pretty cool. It's not my own, but it is dedicated to computer things and office related things. And also cats. It's dedicated to cats. So, you know, if anyone's following Matt pretty frequently, you know, Matt took a bit of a break from streaming as well. You know, I think we were both needed it, unknowingly needed a little bit of time away.
It was tough.
Yeah. So we took a bit of time off. Like I said, wasn't planned, but here we are. We're back. Figured we'd jump back in, you know, get going again. You know, not that there's been a clamoring or people crying out for our content, but we like doing this. Maybe. So
thousands and thousands knocking on my door.
Millions of people in the arena.
The arena just shouting.
Kicking down our doors, wanting us back. One way or another, I mean, we like what we do. You know, we like doing this in general. So we always say it, you know, even if there's nobody watching, we'd still be doing it. And yeah, so I mean, here we are. We may be catching some people for the very first time, considering we haven't streamed or done anything in like 3 months. If you are brand new, my name's Josh, aka Jay Frosty. And with me below on the stream is my brother, Matt, aka Technique. And we are the W Key Podcast. We put together this little show. We try to do it every other week. Obviously, if you heard the intro here recently, that hasn't been the case. But yeah, we try to do it every other week, bring you a bit of gaming info. You know, we're kind of expanding. We're going to be trying like out a new show format today, hopefully kind of restructuring. Layout. Yeah, before it was just us kind of ranting, you know, going on, finding topics and ranting on it. So we did bring you info, but it wasn't necessarily structured in any way,
just
per se. Yeah.
Throwing and so, that's it.
We've got a couple different segments, a little bit more structure. So I think that'll be kind of cool. And yeah, so like I said, we are W Key Podcast. We're here to bring you some info and not just gaming anymore. You know, we've kind of expanded a little bit into like comics, the movies, tech stuff as well. You know, but obviously our passion is gaming. So we tend to still strive to bring you some info about gaming that is useful and stuff you might not know about. And yeah, we'll get it started the way we always have with all the boring stuff. You know, if you like what you're doing, like what we're doing, well, I mean, I guess if you like what you're doing, you can also rate, subscribe. And but if you like what we're doing, you know, if you're listening, first time listener or returning listener, viewer, someone who's been eagerly awaiting a return, you know, rating, reviewing on podchaser.com is really helpful. Subbing, liking, sharing, you know, on all the social platforms, you know, great. If you do it, great if you don't. You know, if you're just here to chill with us and have a good time, that's also fine. But those things do help. Word of mouth is really helpful as well. So if you know somebody who might like what we're doing, you know, let them know. Family member, friend, whatever it might be. Pass us along. Let them know about us and bring them into the family. If you, I guess, it's a family to an extent, as dysfunctional as most families are.
Steal Nick Merck's M fam to W fam.
Yeah, there we go. I bet we won't get any sort of copyright issues at all. But yeah, so we'll hop right in. So the new format, one of the things we're going to try to do, you know, before we had just a lot of topics. So I think, you know, and Matt suggested this and I liked the idea. So first segment that we're going to introduce and something that'll be more regular moving forward, we kind of distilled it down to the big three. So these are three topics that we think you should be aware of in the gaming or you can even at this point you say geek world, nerd, it's a little bit of everything. It's called the big three.
Is cool and awesome.
Yeah, and you know, because our podcast,
you know, we go tech. You know, you can do movies, anything that's kind of like big and popping is it can find their way into this.
And it's, you know, it's our podcast, so we're gonna do whatever the fuck we want to do.
Do where I want.
I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Loki. So mm-hmm. You know, Loki just wrapped up last week, or. Yeah, last week. I've lost track of all of my days.
I mean, yeah, same. Most of my days are like based off what gets released on what days. Yeah,
I know.
And like I'm out of things to watch now, kind of.
I know. It's pretty rugged. But so Loki finally ended.
So spoilers if anyone hasn't seen Loki yet.
For sure. If you haven't seen it, run far away. How would you compare it to the other two so far? In the grand scheme of the three Disney Plus series, where do you put it?
I don't know. I really did like it, but I think I'd put it two. I really think Falcon Winter Soldier is number one for me still. I really like that the best. I think out of all three of them, I'd go Falcon Winter Soldier, Loki, WandaVision is what I'm thinking right now.
I think it from pure like enjoyment factor, I'm kind of with you on that. I think for impact of the. Of the show on the MCU as a whole, Loki's gonna
that's
be
a whole
one.
Yeah, it's a whole.
Through a little, I set you up to fail.
If you're the person who wanted these shows to prepare for the next phase and prepare for the movies, then Loki is just like nuking the other two out of the water with what it's setting up.
Yeah. So on that note, basically. Again, spoilers. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's good. Come back, listen to it on, listen to this recorded, whatever you got to do. Kang the Conqueror has officially been introduced into the MCU along with the official multiverse. Mm-hmm. So the multiverse has been mentioned a couple of times, one in Doctor Strange. They mentioned it in Peter Parker, Spider-Man Far From Home. So it's been mentioned in a few spots. It's just never truly been acknowledged or like actually shown to be real until now.
Because even like Far From Home, they try to make you think it's like a farce because they make you think Mysterio is from a different universe, but he's not. So they're like, oh, we got you. But
exactly.
Yeah, it's
so
official now.
You know, but the Kang the Conqueror reveal wasn't as satisfying as some people might want it to be because it wasn't truly Kang the Conqueror. This version of Kang,
he's very nice.
this version of Kang was more like the Immortus character, which is Nathaniel Richards, which is also Iron Lad, which is also Reed Richards' father. So Nathaniel Richards is Kang the Conqueror, but in different timelines, because there's infinite amount of them because of the multiverse in some timelines, he doesn't go all psychopathic, want to conquer every single timeline. He actually is rather good. So the Immortus, Nathaniel Richards, like I said, Iron Lad, like they're all versions of the same Kang, quote unquote. So the Kang we have seen is not Kang the Conqueror technically yet.
So he warns about the ones that are on their way. That
he does exactly.
The D-bags.
And so Sylvie's lust for personal vengeance and inability, which I think was a great, you know, I think there was great job put into Loki's character, like his actual development. You know, I think he did a really good job. I think they developed him really well. I think it's hilarious that the only person he could ever love is himself. you know, I thought that was a fantastic twist, but you know, in and of itself, it was a, he still like actually genuinely cared for her. And then, you know, Sylvie's the one that couldn't push past, you know, her quest for vengeance, you know, and she causes basically the creation of the multiverse by killing Kang, you know, or Mortis, however you want to look at him. He is technically Kang the Conqueror. By killing Kang, basically he was keeping the multiverse at bay, or the he was keeping all the timelines into the one sacred timeline.
Yeah.
And now that he is dead and no one has taken over continuing, because that's what he wanted Sylvie and Loki to do, continue to maintain the sacred timeline. All these other branches are showing up out of nowhere. Basically, it went from one circle to like this giant web around the Citadel. And so the Kangs are coming, to put it lightly. So, you know, it opens up a lot of things. It opens up multiple Kangs for multiple series and multiple movies. So, you know, we may get 6 or 7 different Kangs by the time we get to Secret Wars, you know, cause
I was just thinking, cause like, isn't Kang supposed to be like the bad guy of Ant-Man 3?
So I was he's going to be in it. Yes. In yeah. It? He's,
I just wonder if they're going to like the have actor. Him be done in. Yeah. I was wondering if they're going to have him be done in that movie, Mike. But then
and they might, that, they might
you just said that
particular Kang. Yeah.
You can have him keep coming. Like, oh, here's one. We beat him. Well, here comes another one. Now we got to do, and just keep like throwing them out there until you take care of all of them.
Exactly. And so we may see various different versions of Kang in different movies and different series. So it opens that door up, but from a casual fan standpoint, it makes it a little bit more confusing too, because, I would say, you know, watching this with Kat, my girlfriend, this was her least favorite one simply because it was harder to understand because of like the multiverse and the different characters and like, who is Kang? Like, where, what do they do? Like, I don't understand what all the multiverse is and this and that. Cause like, you know, the people who are probably, you know, strictly just movie watchers, fans of Marvel from the movies, will probably not follow quite as well the things they're probably going to be doing moving forward.
You might
forward.
Have to bring some notepads with you when you go to the new Marvel movies. I'm going to have to draw some diagrams here, because, I mean, obviously, Thanos is straightforward. I want these stones. I want to kill half people.
Yeah.
The multiverse, and God knows what's going to go on.
It's entirely possible. So it's cool for that. It's cool for that reason. Like, you know, there's multiple different Kangs. They can do a lot of different things. So there's multiple different villains. But then, like I said, you can get into Iron Lad, who is Nathaniel Richards, who, again, is also Kang, who started the Young Avengers. So they're setting up the Young Avengers as well. Mm-hmm. Like, in bringing Kang in, they kind of de facto set up the plan for the Young Avengers. Like, I think the Young Avengers is a plan. It's going to happen.
Seems like it. He got Hawkeye training his daughter, and
end of Infinity War, technically, I guess, maybe, and then obviously Endgame. He was doing it at the beginning of Endgame. So
yeah, and I don't know if like Yelena is supposed to be.
So is she technically that's young, no. So Yelena is actually going to be probably part of either Thunderbolts or the Dark Avengers. Because what's her face? Jesus, I forget her name. We talked about her for Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Falcon. Whatever.
I know, the Julianne Dreyfus.
Yeah. Julianne Dreyfus. Her character is basically now popping up in that show, popping up in Black Widow, for anyone hasn't seen Black Widow. That's also the end credit. So spoiler that for you as well. She's basically, you know, it's a lot of the heavy speculation that she's putting together either Thunderbolts or the Dark Avengers. So basically like MCU's version of Suicide Squad, more or less. The Dark Avengers are Avengers, are bad guys that pretend to be Avengers. And then Norman Osborn eventually leads them and convinces the world that they're the actual like Avengers, that they're the good guys. So either way, it's like an anti-hero team, essentially. So there's different, you know, they're setting up a few different teams, you know, Young Avengers and yada yada yada, different villains. But they're also diving headfirst into multiple different universes kind of full on, because the next series that's coming out, the Marvel What If, the animated series. Yeah. A lot of people just thought it was like, you know, a fun way to do like, what if this happened instead of this, but it's actually considered canon. And it's pretty much going to tie into the multiverse in the sense that like all the, what if scenarios that they go through are different universes.
Other outcomes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, I definitely thought it was like a, hey, let's just fuck around. And
that's what a lot of people thought.
Random things that like, you know, random fan service, I guess you'd say, but to know that it's like going to be canon. You know, they maybe they could show something cool that could play in the future stuff, but
yeah,
that's nice to know.
And basically the other big thing really for the immediate future is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of tease.
Biggest thing for me.
Yeah, there's been a lot of tease that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are going to be part of it. They've kept denying it.
It has to happen.
But the guy who played Doc Ock from the Tobey Maguire movies and Jamie Foxx who played Electro from the Andrew Garfield movies are both confirmed to be in the movie.
Yep.
And so the only way that is possible is if a multiverse situation is playing out. So at this point in time,
guys from both different movies. So
exactly.
You bring the bad guys in, you got to bring the good guys. Like, hey,
well, one would
he's
think,
mine. I'll take him back.
Yeah. One would think. And so, you know, it's pretty, and they haven't dropped a trailer yet, and that's the, and it's coming out in December, so there's no trailer yet. So, you know, a lot of people are speculating that obviously they were waiting for the end of Loki to confirm the multiverse to then drop a trailer to have both Toby and Andrew in it, because the multiverse explains that. So they're essentially going into the Spider-Verse live action, the Spider-Verse to an extent, I think. I think it's They've denied it, but I think that's probably going to be the case.
You can only deny so much, but like a lot of people thought it was happening. And I feel like the multiverse being born is just like the final nail in the coffin. Like there's no way they're not going to try to do the Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse type of thing. Like you'd be an idiot to miss out on this opportunity, especially because I mean like the
Spider-Man
Andy movie
into
Spider-Verse did so good. Like okay, well, let's take that and let's make it a live action.
Spider-Man in general is one of the you know, in all types of media, Spider-Man is one of Marvel's most popular characters. So
and you could get like so much out of it. I feel like, I mean, you're looking to keep Marvel movies going. You could have an entire phase where it's just like a Spider-Man phase. Like this phase is all Spider-Man doing stuff throughout the multiverse. Like there's so much content there. I feel like
there's a lot of that in too. You know, the Spider-Verse is very real in the comics and like the old shows from the 90s.
Yeah.
So there's a lot they could do with it. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, that's the big happenings with Loki. It was a good show, you know, from just pure enjoyment. I think Matt and I are both on kind of agreement that, you know, probably second to Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But for its impact on the MCU as a whole, you know, I think out of the three series we've got so far, Loki is by far number one for like the impact that it has on the MCU as a whole.
Yeah, basically like the launch point for the whole next phase, I feel like.
Yep. I mean, because after, I mean, there's, yeah, so there's No Way Home and then in Multiverse of Madness, you know? Mm-hmm. So two movies that are probably going to tie heavily into the multiverse. So, perfect. So the next item on the list of the big three, you know, we've been gone for 3-4 months. But you'd be fooling yourself if you thought you'd get out of a WK episode without us talking a little Warzone. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Cheating in Warzone.
I mean, it's a dumpster fire right now, so you got to talk about it.
Oh, my God. It's unreal. Honestly, the guns are the I don't want to tangent too much.
You're
the most
reading
recent
my
balance,
mind, though.
Yeah.
I will agree. I know where you're going with this.
The most recent balance pass, the Season 4 Reloaded update that happened last week, actually made a lot of the guns, like there's a lot of usable things. They raised the TTK as well, which is good, so it makes it a little bit more skillful. You have more time to duck and get cover. The guns are a little more balanced. There's a little bit more separation between ARs and SMGs and snipers. Like you actually have a little bit of a trade-off in all those different classes. Before, it's like you had an M4 or an XM4 and you did everything you wanted to. It was a fucking long range, it was a close range, it was an SMG. So without getting too far into that part of it, I think they've done a good job with the weapons. Like the game, I feel like, is in a better place playability wise than it's been in the last 5 or 6 months. But They have still not done anything about cheaters. And I would say that I run into cheater when I play. And I, granted, I only play, you know, Friday, Saturday nights, maybe Thursday nights as well, you know, three, four hours a night. And I swear to God, we probably run into cheaters maybe 2/3 of the games we play.
Yeah.
Like either people blatantly aimbotting or like pretty blatant wall hacks, like people being in the wall.
You can definitely tell that it's risen, I feel like, in the past couple months. Just to carry on what you're saying, I was thinking that early today. The game itself is in probably one of its better states, but it's just the cheating has made it just so goddamn bad. Because there ain't nothing you can do about that. So it's just it's just really weird that like the game itself was killing itself with like, you know, DMR zone or AUG zone or all this. Like the guns are making the game unplayable. Now it's like, hey, we got this playable game, but it's just outside forces of people being little shits and downloading cheats and stuff like that.
And they have yet to obviously install an anti-cheat. They've had some ban waves,
still ban waves, like whoop-de-doo. It's
a drop in the bucket, you know, in all reality. And then it's a free-to-play game with no anti-cheat, and people are going to make accounts left and right, hand over fist. And so that's the big thing. But the funny thing that I think was kind of unexpected is the fact that cheating is kind of ruining the game in other ways. So you have accounts or people, YouTube channels like Bad Boy Beeman, who is an ex-cheater. I put the air quotes around X because, you know, what's that saying with romantic relationships? They say once a cheater, always a cheater. So how can you say you're an ex-cheater? You know, does he play anymore? I don't know. But anyways, He's a previously caught cheater, currently now exposing Warzone pros and prolific streamers of cheating with super solid evidence ripped from the internet from a super compressed Twitch stream that just, you know, gives total proof beyond any shadow of a doubt that people are cheating. And so you have him. He's the biggest one right now. He's called out people like Swag, Z-Laner, Mutex as of late for all cheating. You know, and I think it's hilarious, but at the same time, like his following is very like very aggressive. Like he has people that believe everything he says to a T. And they'll go into these people's streams and they'll berate them and they'll give them shit in there. I mean, he's essentially like using their content against them to defile their name, like defamation of character, essentially. Like I almost feel like they could sue.
That's freaking wild.
Because he's claiming, you know, he's like I said, he's taking their own content to turn it back onto them and saying that they're cheating with these accusations. And he's making money off it.
Biggest problem is he's like got a career off this now, taking people's content. Like he didn't do anything, he's just taking stuff's content and it's cheating, push it, people just gobble that crap up. But I mean, I guess he's just like caught in this perfect storm because like there's so many people out there who are either like they've just seen so many cheaters that they're just got to that certain point where they just believe anyone who's really good at the game is cheating. So like everyone's just going to flock to them because they're just so hurt by the game by now.
Because there's no anti-cheat to prove one way or another definitively yes or no. And people are
just so torn down that like they're like, he just did it at the perfect time. Like beginning of Warzone, no one's going to give this guy a time of day. Where we are now, they're going to be like, they're cheating because I've just seen it so often that... Why the hell not? Like, why wouldn't they cheat? And it's just,
and you know,
it's tough.
There's a lot of players that, being shown that they're bad at the game is a hard pill to swallow too. So like they see these people that are got like 5.0. I mean, Z-Laner's got like a 9.6 fucking KD, I think. So it's like seeing people have like a 5 plus KD, like they're like, no, I'm the best at this game. There's no way that's possible. And they're sitting there with like a 0.8 KD and they're like, I'm the best Warzone player ever. And so it's causing
people just can't believe that people are actually that good. And it's like, I mean, you think about it, these guys are pros. It's like watching LeBron James play basketball. Yeah. I'm so far away from that man, but I'm like, oh, I almost run onto the court, but like, he's cheating.
Yep.
He's cheating somehow. Like, test him for steroids. It's
These guys
are professionals.
And it's just created this super toxic environment outside of the game. So the game itself is like super toxic and everyone hates it because of the cheating. And then that cheating effect has also turned the external environment around the game super toxic. I mean, the most recent person he called out was Mutex. Mutex is an ex-COD pro, has played he called out actually Tommy recently too. I forgot about that. Both players, both Tommy, 100 Thieves Tommy and Mutex are ex-COD pros who played against the best of the best in Call of Duty players for like the last 10 years and now play Warzone. Both of them are controller players. So obviously it's, oh, he's using a Cronus, you know, or he's got wall hacks or whatever. But like, and so it's just created this like situation where like people go into stream. Mutex spent an hour on his stream showing like his PC and his controller and like unplugging and plugging in his controller, showing it on the screen, saying like Call of Duty, showing Call of Duty, saying, oh, controller disconnected, reconnect. And then showing like tracing the cable, showing that the cable was directly connected from his controller to his PC, then unplugging it at his PC and it doing the same thing, saying, oh, reconnect your controller. And then like showed his streaming PC's desktop and people were like, oh, why do you have three Spotify programs? Open the other two. And he was like, bro, they're fucking pictures. Like, he had thumbnails of pictures, like, because back, obviously, you would know, you're a streamer, when you put things onto your stream, like overlays, a lot of times you clip pictures and you save them on your desktop as a picture, and that's what it looks like. So people are like, there's three Spotify programs, like, one of them's a cheat program. And and he also, I mean, to his I don't want to say discredit, but you know, he sort of dug himself a hole, because the whole reason part of it started was because in a quick clip of his streaming PC, he showed his desktop in a previous stream and he had the Cronus Pro application on his desktop.
But wasn't it on his streaming PC?
It was on his streaming PC. Yes. But pros used to use the Cronus. It was initially created for pros to use at LANs because there was too much Bluetooth interference that a Bluetooth controller, you'd have too much input lag and too much interference. So people would use the Cronus because you could put it into tournament mode and it would erase any cheats. It wouldn't allow any cheats to be present in the first place. And it was a wired connection. It would kill the input lag down to zero. So that's why people used it, but no one's willing to accept that, you know, and everyone's like, he had nothing loaded onto it or whatever. And then he was like, and then when they opened it up though, people were like, yeah, but it was last updated in March, so obviously you're using it. And then he was like, no, like fucking Windows, like,
hey, auto updates. And they had to use it.
I just love the amount of fucking idiots that are on the internet. Like, well, yes, you're watching streams on a computer, but you literally have no idea how to operate a computer and no idea what anything involves actually building, using, or keeping a computer running.
If this thing was on his streaming PC, you have two PCs. He has a gaming PC and a streaming PC. His controller is going to be plugged into his gaming PC. So if it's on his streaming PC, he's not using the application. He's not plugging his controller into his streaming PC. He's plugging into his gaming PC.
Yeah. Thumbs so, up. So, I know. Big brain pog.
I just don't even know why they're giving this guy a time of day, like Bad Boy Beans Main. Like, they're going so out of their way to prove they're innocent. It's just like,
I mean, because wouldn't people, you
just
think,
like, just don't fucking bring attention to it? And
people keep flooding their streams saying they're liars, well, they're hackers.
Tell the mods to pull up their freaking pants, put their suspenders on, get the bands ready to go, and the just band get them hammer all out. Flying.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so basically, you know, how it's kind of ended recently, not ended, but how it's been left recently. The most recent thing, you know, obviously, well, there was the 100 Thieves Tommy thing, but Mutex streamed with 5 cameras. He streamed with a face cam,
so much ridiculous shit.
A hand cam under his desk, because that's where his controller is. There was a camera from way far back, basically probably where my bookcase was, showing his like three monitors. There was a camera more over here to like the left of him that showed his three monitors up close. And then there was a camera basically on his right side looking under his desk, also looking at his PC at the same time. So like people could see all the wires and see his hand from a different angle, because people were thinking that like his video where he was unplugging, plugging the controller, like was all pre-recorded and like all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, like this, like I enjoy skepticism, like be skeptical of things. Like don't take things for face value, but these fucking idiots are way too skeptical and they're dumb. They've crossed over from being inquisitive and a bit skeptical into just being flat out idiots. In my opinion,
dumb and following blind. And even like Zlayer's done like hour long videos debunking all this stuff.
I think actually.
You know how long it takes? How long it takes to edit that crap? That's a lot of work. I mean, I know he's not editing it, but his editing team is doing a lot of work to put this stuff out there. And then Z even like offered like the best way
to
fix all this is to, he offered Bad Boy to come to, you know, to his hometown, set up a location, be like, you play, you suck ass, and I'll play and I'll fry, and you can see that I'm just good. And that's like,
if I prove you, delete your channel. But he'll never take it up because he knows.
No. Yeah. Like if he truly believed that they were cheating, he'd do it instantly, but he obviously doesn't and he's not going to. But I'm curious what excuse he's going to give to not do this. But like,
he has the luxury of not responding and not feeding into them, whereas like they don't really have that because they've got so many mobs coming at them calling them cheaters and frauds that they sort of have to try to do everything they can to disprove his comments, whereas he's the one that sicked everyone out there, and he can basically, you know, if they attack him, he just, whatever, he sits there because he thinks he's in an ivory tower, like untouchable, like, and he's right about everything. So it's like, it's a horrible situation because the game itself is plagued with cheaters, and then obviously the environment outside the game is just super toxic now with these exposing cheaters YouTube accounts, like I said, namely Bad Boy.
The game itself used just to be the problem. Now it's going like to the game, to the community, to the people outside, which is.
And I'm not telling good. You what.
I mean, I don't want to say it's the beginning of the end because there's still so much to this game. There's so many people playing this game, but like this is how this kind of stuff starts. You just get a toxic community. No one wants to be a part of it. No one wants to see it. And something new comes out, Battlefield, Halo, and it's see you later, bud.
I'm hoping to fucking Christ. I mean, they need to get on their guns and start making some changes, because even if Battlefield comes out without a BR but is just better in general, like plays better, has better mechanics, or and like looks good, like, I mean, I feel like they'd lose a whole bunch of people just to that, and with the promise of a BR coming, you know what I mean? Like, because they said it's going to release, a BR is going to release like 3 months after the initial release of the game itself. So, I mean, I feel like fucking Raven's going to get on their horses and start making some changes. I almost feel like they have to do a Fortnite thing and just shut down for fucking a week, redo the whole source code, you know, because if and put an bake an anti-cheat into it and release, you know, Warzone V2, you know, and like, I don't know, because like that's the only way I feel like that they're gonna nip this problem in the bud. So,
and then you need a new map, so they gotta affect a lot of people getting bored, but it's going to require a big overhaul, I think, and it doesn't seem like they're ready to do that yet.
Doesn't look good, for sure. we'll see. And the final number three topic in the big three that we think you should know about, GPU prices. They are falling, but should you run out and buy a 3070 if you have one, if you can find one? I'd still say no. You know, the prices are falling because the crypto is kind of crashing. So there's that happening, but also Nvidia's releasing
Dogecoin to the moon.
And stonks, you know, you're out of the crypto and you're back into stonks. You got to get back into the stonks, you know. So crypto's kind of crashing, so that's killing a lot of miners. A lot of miners are giving up their cards because crypto's falling. Nvidia is taking some more serious steps to limiting miners by releasing cards now. You know, so they had the initial 30 series run, and now they're, you know, kind of revamping, and everything coming off the line from now on also have additional BIOS fail saves called light hash rate that basically cut the hash rate of the cards in half so that they don't function all that well for crypto, but obviously it doesn't impact their gaming capabilities. Well, you got yours, so you don't really care. And so all those things have led to a fall in the primary market, you know, like Newegg, Best Buy, you know, from the actual primary sellers. But it's caused a bigger crash in prices in the secondhand market, eBay, Letgo, or OfferUp, wherever you find them secondhand from the sellers, things like that. You know, like I said, though, should you run out and buy a 3070, for example? No, because prices, even though they've dropped, you know, they're still probably at about 153, you know, maybe to 200% higher. So they're the highest we ever hit was like, they were like 350, 400% higher than what they normally were MSRP. So they're still higher. And there's still a shortage. So it's still really hard. You know, it stock is tough and you have to basically follow like a Discord bot or whatever to get you notifications when things are in stock at like Best Buy and Amazon and Newegg and stuff like that. But prices are still going to be higher there. And then if you go to the secondhand market, yeah, you can find better prices there, but same idea. They fly off the shelves like crazy there. And you're still seeing plenty of 3070s and 3060s even for sale for like $900 to $1,000 on like OfferUp and stuff like that. And even Amazon and Newegg.
Mine so online. I could use quick $1,000.
I know, right?
I'll go back to that 1070 for $1,000.
Yeah.
DM me your offers, boys and girls.
Yep. Send him. He's, you know, lightly used 3070. Yep. So it's not quite the time it's getting better. And I know there's a lot of people out there like hoping to Christ that the tech shortages stop and the prices equalize a little bit more. And it's slowly happening, but it's still not a good time to buy PC parts.
We knew this. I'm pretty sure like a episode way back in the day, we talked about shortage for this and like CPUs and stuff like that. Well,
yeah.
Are CPUs even still in shortage, or are they kind of like,
not
quite. A better looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's better. Like it's better for CPUs.
Tech shortage like this, they said it was going to continue into like second, third quarter of 2021 anyway. So
yeah.
None of this is like, you know, should surprise some people. It's been told that this is going to continue to happen, but it's still unfortunate that, yeah, God, it's been like, when did the 30 series release?
It's been over a year. Yeah, God, I believe so.
I remember when they dropped and that crap just flew off shelves. But yeah, it's unfortunate that's been a year and some people are still shit out of luck. Knock on wood. I should have bought a lotto ticket that day. I got so lucky. I just legit. I did a daily scan of apps and I went on the Best Buy.
I checked
and they're in stock. I was like, oh, okay.
I was right there with you. I had one in stock, you know, 6 or 7 months ago, and I was like, should I buy it? I don't know if I should do it. I didn't end up doing it. And here we are. Long story short, you know, prices are falling for GPUs especially, but still, you know, hold off.
Price going down, but the supply just isn't there yet either. Still working on it.
Perfect. So that wraps up the big three. Like I said, three things we think you guys should be aware of. The next portion of our newly formatted show is what we like to call Tech Talk. You know, obviously Matt's name is Technique, so it's a little play on words there. But it's also a segment we want to implement where, you know, maybe you have some tech problems and we've run into them too. I mean, Matt's a streamer, so he's got a pretty good handle on a lot of different tech problems.
I've seen it all out here.
Or we talk about new tech in general, whether it's for streaming or for not streaming, things that are just, you know, semi-interesting in the gaming computer world. So with that being said, Matt does have a little lesson to hit you guys with. And then I've actually got a little something too.
All right. Mine is purely like recycled. I put this information on like my YouTube, my TikTok, my Instagram reel. I put it basically everywhere, but I feel like it's a piece of information that I want to put out as much as possible, because when I ran into this issue, I struggled to find any help. It's not really out there a lot. It's not talked about a lot. So I'm going to talk about if you have a nice Elgato Cam Link and you're trying to connect your DSLR or mirrorless camera to it, so you can use, like Josh and I right now, we're using Sony's A6000s for our webcams. You need either a capture card or a Cam Link is basically just a miniature capture card that Elgato put out. When I first got it, wicked pumped, wicked excited, plugged it in, it froze. nonstop every 7 minutes. Just freeze, have to restart it, freeze, have to restart, freeze, have to restart it. Like I said, it took a while to figure out what was going on. Did a lot of research, and I finally came across a fix that worked. So I'm just kind of passing the torch along of what to do to fix it. Basically, all you do is you can download a desktop application. It's called the minimize it like the 4K capture utility.
Hold yeah, 4K capture utility.
Yep, 4K capture utility. Boot that up. Go to top right-hand corner, little cogwheel. It says settings. Hold control on your keyboard. Left-click it. I don't know why you need to hold control, but it opens up like another different little section. Hold control. Click that little cogwheel. Device at the bottom, it should say USB transfer mode. It comes default at bulk. You need to change that to isochronous. Basically, what I've gathered from it, bulk, it sends as much information as humanly possible to your computer, and I assume like USB ports just can't take it. Isochronous will send a dedicated number, like just the number that's enough to make your camera work so your computer doesn't freeze. I assume, well, I guess just a little debate. Is that just like, because if you bought like a badass motherboard, could you run bulk? Like, is it my motherboard can't handle the feed that's coming in?
I don't know enough. I don't know enough to say one way, but it's possible. You know, if you had one of the higher end motherboards, like, yeah, you know, like a fucking Asus, like Hero 5 or whatever the, you know, whatever the $400 motherboards are, you know, their USB buses might have more bandwidth and able to handle things like that.
Yeah.
So that's entirely possible that is also a case.
And I also just have so many things plugged into, because like keyboard, yeah, Stream Deck, XLR. I mean, obviously if I dwindled it down, I could maybe make it work. But
yeah,
I think, and my motherboard, I don't say it's like, it's not the cheapest, like, you know, it's not cheap, it's not expensive. I just went with a good combo when I changed my motherboard, my processor over. But yeah. I would assume that, you know, buying a baller motherboard is also a fix if you want to go that route.
And it's entirely possible too. So, cool. So that hopefully that helps some people out.
So if you want to see it all done too, like with a screen grab, since that didn't work too much, you can go my YouTube. I have a YouTube video up for it, so you can see everything.
My portion of Tech Talk with WK Podcast. So Matt was just talking about, it's also Elgato related. So this is not necessarily a tech fix or anything like this. It's just a new tech product that's coming out. So for anyone who is kind of familiar or up to date with Elgato releases, they just announced and released the Wave XLR. So we talked about it. I think we talked about it. We talked about the Wave 3 mic back when that first came out. Mm-hmm. So that was a USB condenser mic from Elgato that was a stream, you know, obviously targeted at streamers. And it came with a great piece of software called Wavelink. And so the mic was good, but the software was the selling point, I think, for a lot of people. And the software essentially is a Go XLR competitor, but on your computer. So there's some people, you know, who are going to like the faders and the physical buttons that the Go XLR and the Go XLR Mini provides. And if you're that type of person, then you're not really going to be interested in this Wave XLR either. But with the Wave XLR, it essentially gives you the ability to use an XLR mic with that Wave application, that Wavelink application. So you plug your XLR mic into the Go XLR Wave that sits on your desk. There's a big ass button right on the front, and it does a lot of the same things that the Wave 3 does. You can adjust your mic volume, your headphone volume, and your mix. You know, most people use it and they'll monitor themselves. I know you and I don't monitor. I can't hear myself talk when I'm talking, or else I lose train of. Yeah, I don't.
Exactly. I'm just stuck listening to myself. What was I saying? Sorry.
Exactly. And so, like, I would never use it to monitor, but you have that functionality. And then, obviously, like I said, it brings it into the Wavelink app, and you can then, you know, have basically a digital version of the Go XLR based, you know, you have the mixing, you can have each different program and mix it properly. So it's pretty cool. There's a couple big things that it's sort of lacking. It doesn't have a line out function. It doesn't have a line in functionality rather. Mm-hmm. So it's got your headphones, everything like that, but it has no line in function. So dual PC, dual streaming PC setups will be a little bit tough with the Wave XLR.
I was about to ask, that means like dual PCs seems kind of meh.
It'll be tough with dual PC setups. Obviously, there's the other thing, you know, if you like the physical faders and the buttons and everything like that, you don't get any of that with the Wave XLR. So, you know, the Go XLR Mini or the Go XLR is still a better option in that situation. It still doesn't have VSTs. Like the way the Go XLR and the Go XLR Mini have built-in noise gates, compression, EQ, things like that built into it. They are working on it, according to Harris Heller, everyone's favorite stream doctor. They are working on adding VST supports for, like I said, compression, noise gates, EQs into the software so that you can have all those things right there for you. But currently you don't have any of that. So my biggest problem with the Wave 3 mic, I do have that as well. I'm using a pod mic right now, XLR, is that because I had no gate functionality, I had to run it through a noise gate program and then back into Waveland. Mickey Mouse it basically, and it made it tough. So if they can add some gate functionality in the compressor and the EQ, I think for me personally, the Wave XLR and the software is a much better route. I think for me, because frees up some space on the desk is the big thing. Because the Wave XLR interface itself is so much smaller. I get rid of the Go XLR Mini. I'd probably use the Stream Deck. Your old Stream Deck Mini. I would use the Stream Deck Mini to function like the Go XLR with faders. I'd use it to, you know, up and down volume on certain channels.
I know you have obviously the application from Elgato to adjust sound, stuff like that. Does what their Wave XLR, that doesn't, you can't like change anything. You'd have to
do it in the application
with your mouse.
Yeah, okay.
but you can turn
general volume all the way up and down. But to do the different individual stuff, you would have to either do it on the computer or use a Stream Deck and set up buttons for volume up and down on different sources.
I mean, I get the point that it's smaller, but like I'm like a Go XLR Mini's like what, $200, and this thing's like what, $160. I feel like
that's kind of
a tough sell to me that you could spend $40 and you can control everything right there. You don't have to be like over here moving your mouse the thing up and down or whatnot.
It's accomplishing the same thing just in a different route, and some people, you know, don't care about the faders and having the physical thing on their desk with all the different faders and buttons, and some people do, and so the people that do aren't gonna like the Wave XLR.
Also just nice to have like Elgato, just have like all your streaming stuff kind of be one brand, like the Stream Deck and your mic, if you have the Wave mic, and then the Wave XLR will communicate.
You wouldn't really need the Wave XLR if you had the mic, though, because the mic is USB. So the Wave XLR is being able to bring your XLR mic. So, like,
they're probably coming for an XLR Elgato mic.
They might
down the road, I think.
Essentially, you turn any XLR into a Wave mic at that point in time.
Yeah,
you know. So that's the appeal of it. So I thought that was cool. I think it's a cool piece of tech. Like,
it definitely looks slick. It looks very sleek and nice, and like I said, smaller for those people who need to clean up some space.
Yeah, and like I'm fine. I'd be fine without the physical faders. Like if I, I would use the Stream Deck to do up and down on different channels and things like that. Yeah. Like I think. And plus, if you have an iPhone, you could do it on your phone. You could have a Stream Deck, the companion, on your phone too. So, like, there's a lot of ways to replace the physical faders. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting, and I think it's pretty cool piece of tech. And I figured we'd let you guys know about it.
Yeah, I mean, Elgato does a lot of good stuff, and
yeah,
I'd be interested to, like, now I think about it, would be interesting to see if they do come out with an XLR mic. What they could do.
Yeah,
they could
do because it'd be pretty cool. The Wave mic was in conjunction, like the capsule was made by Lewitt, and Lewitt's a really well-known microphone manufacturer. So, you know, and the preamps and everything in the Wave XLR, I think, are all made by Lewitt as well. Things got 75 dB of gain. So even for like super hungry mics like the Shure SM7B and whatever, like you don't need the inline cloud lifter for it. It should be more than enough. So that's pretty cool too. Just for those people who are out there who might have an SM7B looking at, you know, oh, I'm going to need a cloud lifter still. Nah, you know, I've seen the videos. You don't really, Cool. So that covers Tech Talk. And we're going to segue into another little new segment we thought would be pretty funny.
New stuff coming at you. Yeah.
New segments left and right. So I thought it'd be funny, you know, if every time we do an episode, we kind of change off between people. So like, I'll do it this week, Matt will do it the next episode we run. Basically, describing video games poorly and seeing if the other can guess what the video game we're talking about is. This one, I feel I picked it for a reason, and that reason will also become clear in the final segment. And so Matt might get this rather quickly. I feel like there's people that will. So if you're in the chat and you get it, just type it, you know. It's kind of like a play along, but here we go. So basically I have sentences like as clues, like, you know, I'll give you a sentence. It's a sentence that describes the game in a bad way, obviously. And see if you can get it. So the first sentence,
it's like truthful, but it's just like terribly. It's truthful,
but
right?
it's poorly described. Like,
gotcha.
So the first sentence, you play this game in a fatherless world where the kids are forced into questionable animal research.
What in tarnation?
Fatherless world where kids are forced into questionable animal research. Ready for the next one?
Yes, I got nothing on that one.
You beat people and take their money.
is it as obvious as it's Warzone or?
No.
Okay.
Not that obvious. All right, we'll go to the next
Continue
one.
Continue on then.
Kids in this game travel more than even the most popular Instagram influencers.
This whole kid thing is just throwing me off. Like, what the funk? It's a game with kids. Fatherless world. Beat people to take... Oh, Pokemon.
Yeah, there we go.
That's well done. Oh, shit.
My next one.
Like perfect descriptions, but just right? So wrong.
Exactly. So the next one was going to be half the NPCs you run into spend their whole life in the same spot. And then
you beat people and take them.
And then so I had like three or four more. I'm surprised. I was hoping to get a little bit further, but I figured you'd get it pretty quickly. The next one is your character grew up never knowing how to run, and it wasn't until they were gifted shoes that they figured it out. And then the next one was you can use various probably illegal substances to increase your fighting power. Like
true,
the,
we don't know if like,
yeah, like the carbs and all that stuff. Like,
say we don't know if potions or carbs or or all that stuff is legal or like steroids for your Pokemon. Here,
and the final this. One, which you know, I didn't think we'd get this far, but if we did, it was basically a dead giveaway. Is you beat up wild animals with animals you've imprisoned under the guise of friendship. So
you've imprisoned. That's good. That's really well done.
Yeah. So
the very first one was like. Now that I think about it, the first one was like spot on, just a perfect description of the game. But I was like, what?
Because you have no father. There's no fathers anywhere. There's hardly any parents anywhere. And the professor basically loops you in.
There's one where your dad's the gym leader, isn't he?
Something like that, I think. Yeah.
There's one where he's like the fifth gym leader that you eventually go in.
And then the professor, you know, whether it's Oak or whatever, you know, loops you in to doing animal research, you know, research on the indigenous animals of the region. So,
good.
So I thought that was pretty good.
I didn't know if like we're doing like one each, so I started like doing mine too. So I'll save that.
Yeah, for
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll save that for the next episode. Perfect. So that went well. I like that. That worked, you know, new segment that worked pretty well. And so the final part is just like a little part we like to leave you with. We haven't really come up with a name for it yet. When talking with Matt about how do you want to structure the new episodes and things like that, and he was basically at the end, he was like, oh, and the last segment is where you do what you do best and just angrily rant about something. And I was like, I can do that. And so the reason I said that the guess that game ties into the rant is because I have been sucked back into Pokemon Go. And my...
Say, tell me your thoughts, I guess, because I haven't. I've been kind of thinking about it, and I'm curious to see what you're thinking then.
My gripes with the game have held true from 2016 to now. Like, if you're... It's a fun game, and it's somewhat addicting, like, at the beginning. But then once you start... you know, catching more Pokemon or wanting more Pokemon, you quickly realize that, like, unless you travel frequently or you go out of your way to go new places, you're just going to catch the same stupid Pidgeys and Rattatats that you've caught at every place you go to on a regular basis. And like, so that's like the big thing for me is like, you know, I got back into it because a couple of my friends at the Axe Throwing place were like, hey, we're doing it again. Like, I was like, all right, I'll re-download and take a look at it. And then, you know, I got that first like shine of like, oh, there's new Pokemon that I haven't caught. And then as I'm going along, you know, I was like, oh, Squirtles and Charmanders and Bulbasaurs and other starters are more plentiful. And you're like, oh, this is cool. You know, and then as I played it for like the week, I just kind of like, by the end of the week, I'm like, it's literally the exact same reason why I didn't like it back then. Like I go to, and I go to more different places now than I did back then because my work, I have different clients, so I'm in different towns, and it's like, I still just find all the same stupid shit. And it's like, you know, it was great at first and it weaned off pretty hard. And then towards the end, you know, I was like Friday, Saturday, I was like, God, this is so stupid. Like, why the fuck am I doing this again? But then yesterday was raid day. It was part of Go Fest, like Pokemon Go Fest 2021. And it was raid day. And I was part, a couple of the guys at Axe Throwing raided a bunch. And so, like, I caught 6 legendary Pokemon yesterday from 6 different raids. But that doesn't happen all that often. So the raids were, like, almost guaranteed to always have legendaries yesterday. And, you know, the minute raid day was over, it was back to, like, Parasects and, like, stupid fucking Pokemon you would never want. And so, like, it was cool. It was, like, a glimmer of hope and, like, some fun stuff. And then it just got ripped away because you're like, oh, back stupid stuff.
I guess they're sticking true, though, to, like, what Pokemon kind of is.
I mean,
you see mainly nothing, and then every now and then
you see dog shit. Like,
but
the problem, the other
now
problem
you're
too,
just actually out walking instead of like sitting there just going through the bush 500 times.
You know, any other problem I have with the game is like, Pokemon show up, and you're like, it shows up, and you're like, oh, I kind of need this Pokemon, and it's a high CP Pokemon. You're like, oh, that would be so cool, and you catch it. You know, you burn like 5-6 balls or whatever catching the fucking thing, and then you appraise it because they have a new appraisal system. You know, and it's like a 0 star. It's like 1200 CP fucking Scyther, and you know, not that Scyther is good, you know, in general in Pokemon Go, but it's like, oh, that's a pretty powerful Pokemon. And then you get it because this actually happened to me, and it was like, attack, HP, and defense were all fucking next to nothing. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? Why? What did I waste these balls on and these berries on? You know, if something's going to be stronger, like, numbers are the easiest way to show strength. If something's got a higher CP, you know, the CP and the stats, like the appraisal, the 1, 2, 3 star should align more directly. Like, if it's a high CP Pokemon, it generally should be like a better Pokemon in general with better stats, but it doesn't.
Do you also have to like spend a shit ton of money to keep playing this game? Like, my problem is I feel like I don't have any balls or anything to catch anything with, and I'm not gonna go buy pay money.
I think that was the big problem early on. There wasn't as many Pokestops, and now there are so many more Pokestops that like you can spin them a ton. You know, and you can get balls from the Pokestops every time you spin them. And you can spin them more than once, obviously,
that,
a day.
Yeah, I'll have to, I guess, check my area. But that's my biggest gripe, is that I would run out of stuff, and then I guess I wouldn't be near enough Pokestops to get anything good. And I'm like, I'm not paying, you know, $10 every week just to get Pokeballs for this game.
And the final thing that has just bothered me so much about it is just like, it goes hand in hand kind of with the CP and it's like, just let me battle. Like, you had the perfect platform to make a mobile MMO-esque like Pokemon battle game with the hey, go catch things like mechanic. Like, you can still keep the catching. You can still keep like complete the Pokedex. Like, we're sending you out on scientific research, but like, just let me battle random Pokemon that I find to level my current Pokemon up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they could make some very small tweaks to like the CP system and just the encounters as a whole to let you power up your Pokemon. But so that
you
would
still
also
have to like burn, like,
I mean, say
other Pokemons you have, right? To get the CP higher of a certain one. Like you gotta get the candy.
Yeah. You gotta transfer them. It used to be called, okay. I can't remember what it was called before, but yeah, you basically turn fucking Pokemon into candy.
Yeah. You like crush them into candy. Like, here, eat this.
You feed fallen versions of the same Pokemon to itself. But yeah, so like it's like, it's interesting enough.
Yeah, now that you bring that up, that's like another
fun
tough
enough
stuff for me.
But it's like, just like, you get into
out on
it.
One of the best Pokemon cards with battles.
And it's like so like,
I love battling.
Exactly. And so like, I've gotten back into it, but I've also realized over the past like week and a half, like, that's exactly why I stopped playing it in the first place. So
I had the same thing happen like a year, 2 years ago, maybe. One of my buddies like, yeah, I'm playing Pokemon Go a little bit. You should try it out, because like you could send gifts to each other.
Yeah.
So he'd be like sending me gifts. So then I'd be like, all right, I want to return the favor. I'll send you some gifts so you get some Pokeball and shit like that. I played it for like maybe a week or so. Then I just got bored and tired of it. I'm like, nah, I'm done. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah. So that's I don't know if we Frosty Sounds Off or Frost Blast or something. I don't know. Some sort of play on
some
words.
Some form of like grinds my gear type of stuff. I don't know.
I'm Peter Griffin and this grinds my gear. So yeah. So that's my anger topic for the week for this episode. So and that's
valid points. All I can say is very valid points.
Yeah. So and that's gonna do it. That's the new episode format. That's the new episode. It's our first, like I said, first episode back since April. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for sticking around. You know, I've checked the podcast downloads and we've still had some people downloading episodes. So, you know, I could have half figured it would just be a stagnant, you know, void of nothingness, but we've had some people downloading the episodes, which is cool. We haven't done anything on Twitter, obviously, in the last 4 months either. So, so we're back. Our triumphant return, new show format, to an extent. You know, we'll try to keep, you know, as much as we can keep this format going moving forward. So that's kind of something to look forward to. A little bit different than just, you know, hey, here's a bunch of shit happening, you know, in the world of gaming.
I had fun doing that. That's
so
good.
But yeah, otherwise, like I said, rate, subscribe, share on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, follow us on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever it might be. You know, you can follow me personally if you want, J_FR05TY. Matt, why don't you hit him with the socials as we have always done, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Let's see. Twitter, Technique, Instagram, Technique TV, TikTok, which is where it focuses a lot of the attention, is Technique. YouTube, don't have URL, but you can just get to it, I guess, from any of my other pages. And finally, the coup de grace, the stream, twitch.tv/technique, stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. I changed it up, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Early riser. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How early do you have to get up for that shit? You get up at like 5:30? Or are you like right at
roll up, give myself 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Get after it.
Get after it. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for hanging out. Great first episode back. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the support. You know, hopefully you missed us. Even if you didn't, and this is the first time you're catching us, stick around. We're going to have more content coming up. Like I said, every other week, new episodes. Every other Wednesday, the stream is every other Monday. New episodes probably more like every other Thursday on the podcast apps. Streams every other Monday. And like always, you can't spell win without W.